Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up a yarn with Malcolm Mann from the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Traditional Owner Advisory Group, and look, talking about the world's largest traditional owner-led reef protection initiative, transforming and conservation. And so with that, we're going to have a yarn with Malcolm. We've got Malcolm online. Malcolm, good morning, brother. How are you?
Yeah, thanks, brother, for having me.
Thank you very much coming to the program, brother. Appreciate that. Before you start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you from, bro.
Sure. I'm Darnbull from the Capricorn Coast, Central Queensland area. Very large tract of country down here.
Yes.
People of land and sea country.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. Big shout out to your mob and thank you very much. And thank you for the program. And so you wear the hat with the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Traditional Owner Advisory Group. How long have you been wearing that hat, brother?
Yeah, going on 7 years now since the start of the program, the Reef Trust Partnership Program.
Good, fantastic. 7 years, fantastic. Now, we're talking about the world's largest traditional owner-led reef protection initiative, transforming conservation. One, looking after sea country, looking after land. Two, traditional owners at the table. And three, we're talking $54 million. Is that right, brother?
Yeah, brother. Yeah, so we had to, you know, really advocate for and really want to acknowledge the likes of Liz Wren, one of the First Nations sisters there that really advocated for us mob back in the early days.
Good.
And yeah, so it's, a lot of it is elevating what we're doing already on country with our range of programs, etc. And so it's really good to be part of, you know, not being a passenger, but rather being TO-led initiatives across the reef and increasing capacity in our current business.
Beautiful. And when you talk about the Great Barrier Reef, one of the largest living things on planet Earth, so we're talking about a big footprint. So we're talking about traditional owner groups up along the East Coast. So how many groups were we talking, brother? And have you met as such, or what's the conversation in regard with the all TO, all mob at the table, bro?
Yeah, so, there's probably about 60-odd groups, maybe 65 groups.
Yes.
Involved in this program over the last approaching 7 years. It's great to see traditional owner groups rather buying into this, being a part of it. And just recently we had a forum, a grants gathering forum that brought them all together and them being able to showcase their activities on country. And it's great to see capacity and capability being developed within sea country.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. And when you're talking about Great Barrier Reef, we're talking about diving, snorkeling, getting amongst it. We're talking about science as in marine biologist. You'd have to say that having First Nation people at the table, well, professors in their own right, 60,000 years, we would have a bit of knowledge there, would we not, brother?
Brother, yeah, no, spot on. You've said it right there. You know, we're more than 7 years old, we're 60,000 years old, so we bring that value into the reef management and science space.
Yes.
And so we're seeing that increase too through this program, both management and science.
Yeah.
We've seen a change in that landscape there. So not only are we having rangers, but people that are influencing policy, influencing science and management. So it's great to see you know, mob, even our youth. So when we, and they're an indicator of our success too. So elders and youth, as part of this initiative. So it's great to see that dynamic age spectrum in this mix.
So we're talking about the possibility of employment of more rangers, you could say, and opportunity for a platform for our rangers to even go further with education in regard to university side of things in regard to the reef, yes?
That's one of the pluses in this initiative. It really showcases the value, you know, whereas this hasn't been done ever before in the history in Australia, particularly in, with regard to the reef. Not just being iconic, but it's more than just the blue stuff, you know. It's about sea country, it's about estuaries, and it's about mangrove systems, all that combined. But MOB have really moved dynamically in the space and have been innovative in the space, resourceful as well.
Yes.
And it's great to see MOB and, you know, 60-odd, 70-odd groups, each having their own story, so respecting their priorities and values too in the space and how they are redefining who they are and emerging, you know, as service providers in the region.
And look, as deadly as we are in regarding resilience, here we are 70,000-odd years, brother, and how we operate as traditional owners in our country, on our country, in our waterways, sea country and what have you, sometimes it may differ. So hence the conversation of working with other traditional owner groups and with scientists alike. They're bringing more or different ideas, you could say, in regarding preserving, protecting and rejuvenating the reef. That's the sort of conversation we're talking about, aren't we, Malcolm?
Yeah, correct. We don't see difference as a barrier. We actually see it as a value.
Yeah.
We complement that difference too. So, you know, if we don't have certain skill sets or we require training certain spaces, then we link up with MOB reef-wide. They mightn't be directly neighbours. They may be, you know, fairly distant.
Mm.
And so we've got that connection. So that's, I think, part of it. With this transition going forward too is that we're seeing groups even collaborate even more.
There's
power in that. Because, you know,
MOB's
been doing that for a lot of years.
Of course, yes.
Compared to, you know, contemporary times where there's been lines on maps where we've had to, structures and that often, sort of segregate us or we become, you know, defensive against each other. But, cultural values are really coming to the fore.
Mm.
And MOB and partners and community are benefiting from this experience.
Exactly, Malcolm. And then you mentioned earlier they're having young ones at the table as well. And there's their foundation of communication and passing on their stories and their histories. So we're talking females as well, Malcolm?
Absolutely, we're starting to see a rise of our female rangers and all sorts of different skill sets that they're bringing, you know, to the fore. They're all leaders, you know, in their own right.
Yes.
So, you know, we're all part of this together. We're looking up the country, and it's great to see our women's sake, lead through their various initiatives and programs that they're delivering on ground and servicing their communities.
Mm.
But they're connecting to outside their own communities as well with other MOB and empowering each other and the youth as part of that.
Yes.
So, yeah, great benefits.
Well, very inspirational. Look, fantastic. They say money's a tool, so great to have the money at the table. Now we can go ahead and BAU, business as usual for our MOB, working on country, land and sea. Thank you for your yarn, Malcolm. We'll be in touch, of course, and we'll keep a focus on what you guys are doing. But thank you for your yarn, brother. Big shout out to your MOB. Keep doing what you're doing, and we'll yarn soon, brother.
Appreciate it, brother. Thanks,
Jim. Take care, bro.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there. That's Malcolm Mann from the Great Barrier Reef Foundation, Traditional Owner Advisory Group, and talking about the world's largest tradition owner-led reef protection initiative, transforming conservation. And we're talking about $54 million at the table. We're talking about over 59 traditional owner groups along the east coast of Australia. And we're talking about working with scientists and government and what have you. And we're talking about one of the largest living thing on planet Earth, the Great Barrier Reef, and which is one of the wonders of the world. So, of course, you've got to have First Nation people front and centre in regard to the conversation and going forward into the future. 60,000 years, yes, professionals in their own rights. Have your say, yarn up strong. Add to the conversation here, National Talk Black. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. And call the number. Yarn is yours truly, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we're live here at the First Ocean Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country, BBM Bumrabip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Service. Yarn up strong, your mob too deadly. National Talk Black.
Of the city life, soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Heading out to Blackberry Tree now. Got the dust and mud stuck in our head. Uncle Larry got his Eskiopia. Honey Phil, well, she really don't care. Taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. I like the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Lazy breeze blowing through your mind. Sky blue sea, catch your feet there. Are in on the springtide, and the gambling house is packed. The banker, he muck on with sitar. What lot of you, we got both in front. Hey, Dad, we're gonna rag a little Johnny tonight, make a lion sing with the moon. At the pace of the city life, soon I'll be dreaming in blue. So I feel like going back home right now while the garbage is right. The yew tree's starting to bloom and the gated starting to bite. Taste your fish soup and rice. I'm coming back home to you. Connect the pace of the city life. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue. Soon I'll be dreaming in blue.
National Talk Black.
When we say hello again, and when we say goodbye, well, if you think so, then let me know. I need your love. Was just like yesterday, we fell in love. Well, if you think so, then let me know. I need your love. I don't wanna be alone anymore. It was just like yesterday, we fell in love.
want to meet again, just for a while. Remember, we're best of friends. How I miss your smile. I don't wanna be, alone anymore. It was just like yesterday. Let me know.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. I come to you live from First Session Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country, BBM Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now, Maori cricketers, we're talking Alf Newman and Darryl Smith, named in Australian Aboriginal squad. And we're going to have a yarn with those two deadly brothers. Got them on the line. Good morning, Darryl. Good morning, Alf. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. Yourself?
Yep,
great,
well.
Trevor. How you been?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for coming to the program. Before we start, Darryl, who your mob were you from, brother?
I'm an Annawan person. So I'm from Armidale in northeast New South Wales. Right. I've lived in Moree here for the last 20 years.
Okay, brother. And big shout out to your mob. Alf Newman, who your mob were you from, brother?
I'm Kamilaroi mob. All my family's from here. I've been living here for the past 50-odd years.
Yeah, local there, brother.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations to both of you. Both have been named in the Australian Aboriginal squad. We're talking over 50s Australian cricket team. So tell us about your journey and tell us about what we need to do to embrace this space.
I've been playing for probably the past 30-odd years.
Mm.
Maybe a little bit longer. And, the journey's been a long one, but apart from that, it's enjoyable, and I really enjoy it too.
Yeah, fantastic, fantastic. That's you, Alf, isn't it?
Yeah.
And Darryl, what about you, brother? Tell us about your background with your cricket.
My name's Alf. I started playing cricket when I was about 10 in Armidale, and played all the way through the seniors, and now still playing cricket.
Yes.
One of the things that's been great about when I come to Moree is that Alf and a few of the other boys were playing in a local Aboriginal team called the Rogue Cricket Club.
Yes.
And played for them, and they were such a strong team. They won 5 competitions in a row in one period of time. So they were very, very strong and had a lot of players out of that club in the local representative team and won tournaments in that as well. But now as we're all getting older, we've decided to come back together and get the band back together and play veterans cricket.
Sound like the Blues Brothers.
It sounds like the Blues Brothers, isn't it? Sometimes we look like the Blues Brothers too.
Shut up. too deadly.
Into this veterans cricket again has been really good. You know, it keeps us active and keeps us in the sport.
Yeah.
Both of myself and Alf are still playing in the local competition and get to play with my son as well. And Alf played with his son in games. So
good.
It's really great that's part of the process of the veterans cricket.
Fantastic. Now, with this Australian Aboriginal squad, you guys get to travel away and get to play?
Yeah, it's going to be an amazing time. We get to go to Mackay, obviously up in your territory up that way in northern Queensland.
Yep.
We get to play against the Australian 55s team and the New Zealand 55s side.
Okay.
So it's a tri-series that they're going to have there in Mackay from the 12th?
Yes.
Or from the 9th of April through to the 16th of April.
Yeah.
And we get to play each other twice and then have a final on the last day.
All right,
so,
fantastic.
It's going to be a great opportunity. But myself and Alf have also been playing in in the New South Wales and country regional areas as well in the veterans cricket. So we've been doing that for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah. So when you look at cricket, we blackfellas are strong with the pigskin in regard to rugby league and AFL, but cricket's pretty up there too for us blackfellas, yes?
Yeah, it's coming back now, yeah.
Well, when you got the likes of Eddie Gilbert, you know, wasn't it he the deadly brother that bowled out Donald Bradman for Duck?
It is, and that shows our sort of how long we've been around. But
exactly.
Also shows, you know, some of the prejudices that we've had against our brothers and that playing in the cricket area.
Yeah.
You know, obviously somebody that skillful but didn't get to play too many games for Queensland or get selected or have the opportunity to get selected for Australia.
Yeah, no, fantastic. Is the Australian Cricket Association in support of this space?
Yeah, so there's Veterans Cricket Australia.
Yes.
And at the moment we're trying to get that and Cricket Australia, you know, in amalgamated or closer together to work together.
Mm.
They are coming into the space. Like Veterans Good. Cricket is one of the quickest growing areas of cricket along with women's cricket.
Yes.
So we need to make sure that Cricket Australia is also included in what we want to do because currently at the moment you pay your own way at the moment. Mm. So it would be good if Cricket Australia came along
and
helped us a bit of the way with their costs for this.
Yeah, exactly. And the old phrase, you can't be what you can't see. So when you look at our black brothers making the Australian squad, you know, our young kids, can look up and thinking, well, I can get there too, you know. And then we're talking about representation, mainstream cricket, having black fellas representing the Australian squad, bro.
Yeah, you know, it's sort of like us mob, you know. We've got to work a little bit harder to get into them sort of mainstream sort of sports and that. But
yeah,
apart from, you know, we got the ability and the know-how to do it. So
exactly.
It's not all that hard.
Nah, exactly, exactly. Well, we're telling us black fellas, aren't we?
Well, we sure are, you know. yeah, as you said about with the leather ball and big skins, like Alistair have been a great footballer all his life as well.
Yeah.
And he's mobbing Maury's the town for the Maury Boomerangs. And Armidale with Narwhal as well.
Yeah.
Our mobs have been talented in sport all over the place.
Exactly.
And now we want to make sure we include cricket in there as well.
Well, exactly. And then we talk about how it helps society. You're not only our mob, but representation, you know, a pathway, a platform. When we talk about, for example, they put a lot of focus on our young black kids doing youth crime. Well, the old saying, idle time and idle hands, devil's playground. If we've got activities out there, and cricket could be another vehicle, getting our kids focused on their talent and their future and gives them a vision to looking up for a deadly future, my brothers.
Yeah, that's exactly right, you know. Like you were saying, if you got something to do, you won't go out and do that other sort of stuff everyone else is doing.
Exactly, yeah. Well, once again, my brothers, congratulations. So when do you travel to Mackay with the Australian Aboriginal squad?
We travel up to Mackay on the 9th and start playing on the 10th.
Okay.
So it's going to be great. Like I'm trying to get some ideas of maybe some contacts of local fathers group or local groups in Mackay to actually come and join us and have a feed with us and meet with us as well. Because, as you said, you know, you can't be what you can't see. So
exactly.
If there are any local mobs up there that want to come and have a talk with us or come and watch us play, it'd be brilliant.
Well, fantastic. And this deadly program, National Talk Black, comes from Cairns. It goes via NERS, National News Radio Service. And Mackay 105 FM, Deadly Murray Mob down there, they tune in, so they be listening. So all your Deadly Mackay Mob, the Australian Aboriginal Squad cricket side is coming your way. And look, it'd be great to reach out and let's massage this space and get things going. But Daryl Smith and Alf Newman, thank you very much, my brothers. All the best. Enjoy the journey. And hit those sixes, brothers.
Thank you, Trevor. It's been brilliant. And thank you for giving us the opportunity to have a talk with it. And, Al's going to get up there and knock them around, that's for sure.
There you go. No, too dilly. And thanks for coming to the program. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep in touch. And all the best. We'll yarn soon, my brothers.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Go the mob. two really beautiful yarn there. That's Daryl Smith and Alf Newman. And the two boys have been selected in the veterinarian side. The veteran side. They're not veterinarians, they're veterans for the Australian Aboriginal Squad cricket side. So they look fantastic and performing there in Mackay 9th of April. So there it is, 10th of April, I think the tournament starts. So Mackay Mob 105 FM, big shout out. If you're listening in, yeah, reach out or go and support the Aboriginal Australian squad in the cricket side playing there in Mackay, I believe. They're playing against New Zealand. So there it is. Fantastic. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns on Yidinji country, BBM, Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS and National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and good to be yarning with your mob. The ball you're on here, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, and I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, to Delhi.
I'll park my car around the back. I've got the shades pulled down. I told everybody, including my mom, I was leaving town. But I've been right here since you've been gone. Belly up at the bottom of the bottle, listening to George Jones. And just playing possum, laying low. I've got 100 watts of hurting coming through the speakers of my stereo. Don't wanna see nobody, nowhere I wanna go. I'm just playing the possum and laying low. I'm gonna hide my heart and be a love recluse. Oh, I could cry on my best friend's shoulders, but there ain't no you. I need an expert on the pain I'm going through. So I'll keep George on the old turntable till I'm over you. Just playing possum, laying low. I've got 100 watts of hurting coming through the speakers of my stereo. Don't wanna see nobody, nowhere I wanna go. Just playing possum and laying low. Been right here since you've been gone. Belly up at the bottom of the bottle, listening to George Jones. And just playing possum, laying low. I've got 100 watts of hurting coming through the speakers of my stereo. Nowhere I wanna go. I'm just playing possum and laying low. He's playing possum and he's laying low.
Thinking about uni or TAFE, but unsure what study will be like? You're not alone. Plenty of our mob found the course they want and the support they were looking for at CQ University. Thanks to campus locations across the country, as well as dedicated Indigenous support staff who are there to welcome, guide, and listen. See it. Be it. We know you can. Start your journey at CQ Uni today.
Station sponsor. Hey you mob, did you know Child's World Early Learning Centre's free kindergarten approved program has been nurturing growth and learning for over 30 years with early childhood education for children aged from 6 weeks to kindergarten? To find out more, get in contact at 4045 4045. Station sponsor.
Listening to National Talk Black. Biting on the street one day, I saw a policeman. He come up to me and he did say, "What are you doing, son?" I said I didn't think that I was doing any harm. Then he went and moved me on. Said I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man. Someone came up to me and grabbed me by the arm. I was a policeman and I was taking arms. Have you got arms for the beggar man? Have you got arms for the beggar man? Oh, they call me the beggar man. The beggar man.
Yes, very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bummerbip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Yarn up song, you mob, too deadly. They say if the music is the essence of life, then play on. And that's what's happening with this Dearly Brother. We're talking Troy Russell, composer, musician, and we're going to yarn with him on Brisbane premiere of Clans. We have Troy on the line. Troy Russell, good morning, my brother. How are you?
Trev, how are you doing, mate?
I'm well, brother. I'm well.
Good,
good. And before we start, let the mob know, who your mob were you from, Troy?
So I'm a Biripi, Gamilaroi bloke. Yes. My father's from Tari.
Yes.
From that area, and my mum's from Tinga.
All right, beautiful. Well, big shout out to your mob. Fantastic, mum and dad side. Let's talk about the premiere of Clans. Tell us what Clans is, how it came about, and let's talk about Troy Russell, brother.
Yeah, so Clans, like, this story comes from Johann Sebastian Bach, and his approach to writing this sort of music, not my music, but what I used to write my piece, was he used to see the morning star.
Yeah.
If you know what the morning star is, it's Venus in the sky. So in the mornings, Venus is very bright in the sky.
Yeah.
And he wrote music particularly for that.
Okay.
And so during my research looking into this music, into his music and becoming familiar with it, I started to realise that Aboriginal mob used to see the same star on the other side of the planet.
Yes, yes. So you're talking about adding the black perspective.
Exactly. So this piece of music that I wrote drew on those perspectives and, you know, the within, like, 3 decades of Bach's death, Captain Cook landed in Australia, so back in the 1700s. And, you know, the British fleet finally came over and blocked the bay and all. We all know what happened there. And, you know, like, the music that Bach created was a real inspiration for this.
Yep.
So, it's, you know, music from Europe. It's music from Australia's First Nations. And so my focus was to, you know, undertake that viewing of Venus, the morning star, and compose a piece for this orchestra with a choir and title it Clans, because J.S. Bach had his clans over there and we have our clans here.
Yeah.
You know, bringing those two together. In my head, anyway.
Sure, yeah.
Really well, because it's music.
Exactly.
Music's universal.
Yes, it is, and it becomes the cohesion thing, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Fantastic.
So, you know, it's like it's captivating song shapes and all that sort of thing, and, you know, bringing it into something that's that can be listened to easily. Yeah.
Yep, and First Nations storytelling.
That's right.
So the performance, premiere, when's this all happening, my friend?
So I think the first one is, well, the first one in Brisbane.
Yes.
Is on the 9th.
9th of April, yep.
9th of April.
So if you're going down there to catch a Broncos game, shed some time around that space. 9th of April, go and check out the Clans. Yeah, beautiful.
So amongst all of Bach's music, his cantatas and obligatos and like, and, you know, arias and that, my piece is in there as well. So it's an arrangement for solo violin.
Yes.
And Madeline Easton, who's the conductor, plays this solo. And it's really moving. It's really nice.
Fantastic. So what sort of instrument, you mentioned violin, what other instruments are at the table?
Well, it's a full Baroque orchestra.
Okay.
So it has harpsichord and old horns, a Baroque choir, violins and cellos and all that sort.
So you as a composer, Troy, do you conduct it? Do you?
I beg your pardon?
Sorry, you as a composer, do you conduct it?
No. I just write that one little piece.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
And she plays that. against all of that other music.
It's like adding to a sandwich, isn't it?
But it's a nice sandwich.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I'm picking that up, brother. I'm licking my lips here. Fantastic, for sure. Brother, and look, it sounds good, brother. Many First Nation people at the table.
I came through with a group called Nuriburia, as amongst the inaugural group of composers to come through there.
Yep.
And, you know, it was the likes of, Dobby, who's a rap artist, and Nadi Simpson, who's with the Stiff Gins. She was in my group. Brenda Gifford, who used to play with Mixed Relations, a saxophonist.
So talking about some very talented people here, brother.
Yeah, so the group that went through knew this stuff about music, but we had a nice vehicle to start writing for this because we never had that opportunity before.
Sure.
Now we do. And now we're writing for this.
Exactly. Look, it opens up a great opportunity, opens up a platform as such, and then inspiration for younger people to step upon this platform to bring their vision and their talent. It's a great opportunity, and congratulations with it, Brother Troy.
Thanks very much, Trevor. I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Fantastic. The Premier of Clans is what we're talking, 9th of April. St. Stephen's Cathedral. The fact that it's in the cathedral, I mean, the acoustic would be second to none, I would think.
Exactly.
Fantastic, brother. Well, good yarning with you. Thank you very much. Keep doing what you're doing, Troy. Big shout out to the team there. Enjoy the journey. Keep in touch, and we'll yarn soon, my brother.
Yeah, you take care, Trev. Thank you.
Take care, Troy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
A deadly yarn. Troy Russell, his name is, composer and musician, and he's on Brisbane Premier of Clans. So that's happening on the 9th of April in Brisbane, St. Stephen's Cathedral. So do check it out, your mob. Google them, Clans. Google Troy Russell, composer, musician, and check out the end product. Fantastic. Get it together. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. We're live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country, BBM Bumbrabip Media, 98.7 FM, and go across the nation. Thanks to NERS, National Radio Service. Big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you very much. Yarn up strong, National Talk Black.
How many of us out here have a story? We are looking for love in all of its glory. I got standard, I got grace, then we give it all away. Just to fill the space with another one body.
Could you be my one body?
Another one body. And this is what guys be like.
This is what girls be like.
We all know what guys be like.
We all know what girls be like.
One day he likes Sandra and Monique. Then he likes Cassie with the fizzy. But Cassie won't give it up to anybody. That's why it's got him rotating on the next week.
And he likes Sandra, cause she's sweet. Sandra's a little crazy. And she was friends with Cassie and Marnie. That's why I'm rolling on the next week. All the things that she said held weight. All the things that I will not change. But now I'm doing the same old thing today. I'm just as stubborn as they say, darling. Would you give me a break? There ain't much more I can take before I fall away. And this is what girls be like.
Cassie with the fizzy,
but Cassie won't
give it up to anybody.
Honey likes Sandra, cause she's sweet. Sandra's a little crazy, and she was friends with Cassie and Marnie. That's why I'm rolling on her next week.
National Talk Black.
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. stop, I don't need to. Perfect the problem, come on to solve it. Bring in the soldiers, words clear, wanna see through. We the north, we overlooked and underbooked. With green trees and the seas blue. Underwater, underground, King Jack I speak to. They know who we are. Scared of the name cause we glow in the dark. North from the start. Red to the end till the wheels fall off. I'ma go get a river, no sweater. Weather's hot in the north, then we know about a hot stepper. Down bad to the top fella. Instagram's from the man cause my verse better don't spitter. Anyone trying to get close, step straight to the back. I tell them no way. Trying to get through these walls, they built reinforced. I tell them go away. Man with a cause and I've been here before. When I said that I still want more. So anyone trying to get close, one word to your wall. But like that's
the mic now, get strength from the bully beef, just to bully the beat, this is my playground, gubba gubba for the fake clowns, this the hammer time with the runaway, want that island life, I'm a castaway, need a vacay to the ZK, time to hustle hard for the payday, this a conquest, on my way to the TOP, I got no time for the enemies, these possum tongues say friend of me, but the strong heart of a R.E.B. got a snake, while I act finicky, so I kill him quick with a free flow, I break necks and kill egos, keep them coming back like good puss on a free coat, I'm about to make change like I'm Nino. Two puffs of the weed smoke. Sick of my broke friends with no pay. Always come around and freeload to the bad vibes. Tell them still I beat. It's R.E.B. to the cemetery. Give a fuck what you telling me. Live life like I'm 24 with that black mamba mentality. Truth never miss. Shoot from the hip. Never a bitch. I ain't like grip when I'm flipping the switch. Digging your ditch. Dead or alive. Top fly. Red eye bullets. We stay at the top of your list. Ain't that a bitch? Got you saying.
Step on the border like a Fuji was a white cliff. Kelly Goon, do what they do and hold a vibe next.